and welcome to another episode of We the People Radio. My name is Aaron Ryan.
And my name is Bill Cundiff. And our sponsor this hour is Pape Machinery, our local John Deere ag and turf dealer. Pape is located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard in Shasta Lake City. And they have everything John Deere, you name it, they handle it over there. Go by and see them. Get a great deal on a tractor or mower. And they do service and parts, and also steel and Honda products. If you need a generator, go by and see them. They have plenty in stock. Or you can give them a call at 226-9226 or get them on the web at papemachinery.com.
Good one.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. So today is a daylight savings time. Yeah, we fumbled the daylight savings time ball.
I saved my hour for tomorrow.
I'm going to use my hour some other time.
Yeah, I like to bank my hour.
I'm going to do like Mary Bosco's dad. Every time the time changed, he did 15 minutes per day until he got to whatever the right time was.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, he would only move 15 minutes.
He just slowly slid into it.
And out of it.
Yeah.
He was not doing the whole hour leap thing. He just wasn't
just
doing it.
Not going to do it.
He was an engineer. I don't know. He was a quirky guy, but kind of funny. So it's November 1st, 2020 today when we're airing this live.
That's November already.
Isn't that freakish?
Wild? Yeah. Time flies.
Right before the election. And you know the good news is? We're not really talking about the election today. You'll get a little break. We're talking about China, so you're not getting a little break. We talk about China a lot. But it seems like we hear a lot about China, but no detail. No detail and no actual information unless you go look for it, which isn't a bad thing. I guess before we get started, too, I would really like to promote the Epoch Times. They are a tremendous publication. They will send you one normal size, like olden days newspaper. I mean, really like a newspaper that has sections and everything. Super well written, very well researched, incredibly accurate. So accurate that my mom, who read the Contra Costa Times every day, and for those of you who don't know what that is, it's a super liberal newspaper in the San Francisco Bay Area. That was her newspaper at home. And when she would come to our house, she would read the Epoch Times. And she's like, this is a great newspaper. It has a lot of information. She never felt that it was a conservative publication or that we were, you know, propagandizing her or whatever. And she liked it so much that when she was living, we had it shipped. We had our hard copy shipped to her. They also do an online publication. So your subscription covers both. They do an amazing job and worth checking out. We have them listed on the website under things that we recommend, and you can find that at wethepeopleradio.us. We also have 10 years of archives. Actually, I think it's a full 10 years now. I think we started October.
October. Just about any topic you want to read up on, you can
absolutely
catch it there.
And our topics that we've done a bunch of shows on, I've tried to cluster at the top. So veterans, South Africa. We'll be having Dr. Harry Bunyan's on about South Africa. There's a lot of development going on there next week or the week after. Lots of shows on China. So if you would like to become smart about what's really going on with China, I would encourage you to go through those archives on our tab that is about China. Political Islam, we've got a lot of shows on that. Environmental issues, we did a great show on fire. So if you still think the forest fires in the West are caused by climate change or global something or other, you really need to go hear that show and broaden your horizons because there's a lot more to the puzzle than that. Lots of shows on national security, marijuana, just, you know, a variety. We try to do things that don't get much coverage, and instead of us telling you, because obviously we are not in that industry, these industries, we find people who are experts.
And so, we let them talk.
Yeah. So we have them give you all the scoop. Since I said we do a lot of shows on marijuana, I was going to say we'll give you the dope, but we can't say dope anymore.
Yeah.
Dope is bad.
Dope's bad.
Dope is bad.
Man.
So today we have Dr. Shizong Chen. He's been active in projects concerning China for over 30 years. He's founded, co-founded, or been spokesperson for a number of organizations concerning China. and spoken extensively on issues related. He was born in China in 1962, and at 15 he entered the gifted program at China University of Science and Technology. Came to the U.S. in 1982 to study and received his Ph.D. in molecular biology at the University of California, San Diego. He currently owns and runs a molecular biology startup in San Diego. And there's a lot of information in between. He's been incredibly active. We've learned a lot from him, and he's been on quite a few times with us to kind of broaden our horizons and let us see what's going on behind the scenes in China, and just the mindset. You know, when you're looking at a culture that is really radically different, there are a lot of things that, as an outsider looking in, you just don't even think of because it's so far removed from what we know. Today, he has coerced Arlene Freeman to come on with us. She's a writer with Chinascope. She's the Western editor, actually, for Chinascope Journal. You can find that at chinascope.org, and we've linked that up for you as well at wethepeopleradio.us. If you can't remember all these things, just go to our site. It's all on there for today, November 1, 2020. And she's been doing that since 2009, written many articles on the true nature of the Chinese Communist Party, including the dramatic differences between China's founding under the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP. You'll hear us say that a lot. CCP is the Chinese Communist Party. I think we're becoming better with that. When we first started doing this 2 years ago, you said CCP. People were like, what are you talking about? And theories and documents on the founding of the United States. She's edited many articles, helping some very deep and profound Chinese writers to communicate with American readers. She studied political theory at the University of Chicago under the great political theorist Leo Strauss. She studied in depth many of the original works of the founders of the United States as translated into English, and she has studied the nature of man, purpose of government. Given that nature and the formation of government and to prevent the abuse of power. It's almost funny to even say it. I feel like I need to preface that. Government and the abuse of power all in one sentence. It's like, I could have seen that coming.
Yeah.
Arlene's also a small business owner in Southern California. And so she does mostly writing. And so apparently he had to twist her arm to get her to come on radio. But it'll be fun, Arlene. Nothing bad will happen. No one ever gets hurt or anything.
Thank you, Aaron.
And you know, we can joke around and do whatever we want. We have the better part of 2 hours. We have a break coming in about 3 minutes, so I don't know how you guys want to start this this journey, but we will be happy to follow along.
Hello.
Hi, Dr. Chen.
Well, let me start off. Instead of being asked, I want to ask you a question.
Oh, fire away.
It's a test.
So we're just a little more than a day away from the election.
Oh, yeah.
How? Well, comparing to the historic event of this country, how do you rank this election, the importance to the United States? What do you or your friends, how important they view this election to them?
Well, it's funny because we always have to forget history, because the last election we said was the most important election, but then we said that the one before, and we also said it the one before. So I don't know if it's because I'm getting old and they all seem more important, or if they're all really more important.
We don't have to limit to elections. You can compare it to any event.
Yeah, I would. I mean, honestly, for me, I would say this is a turning point. We're literally standing at a turning point. And we're absolutely going to go left, or we're going to go right.
Yeah, I think the ugly head of socialism is bigger than ever this time. I think we really have to pay attention to the way we vote this time, because it is going to make a big difference in the direction of our country.
I mean, a lot of times, you know, the president is the head of the executive branch, and so they don't run the entire country. I mean, you know, lots of things continue on, but this particular time, I think the direction that between Trump and Biden, the direction that each of them and their supporters want to go is so incredibly different. This will be a different country depending on who we bring in.
All right. To me, I can think of only two comparable events in terms of importance to this country. That is the Independence War,
mm-hmm.
and then the next is the Civil War.
Yep. And really, the war for independence would be much more akin to now because, yeah, we're either gonna be independent or we're gonna be subjugated. It's gonna go one way or the other.
Right. So, there are other, as you said, each election we say it's the most important election.
I know.
So all of the election concerns with the subdivisions of values, like higher tax, lower tax, pro-choice, pro-life. You know, those are the policy arguments. But this election actually will determine whether our core value that this country is founded on would be intact or not, such as, you know, the importance of honesty. We see a lot of lies here.
Mm-hmm.
And then the freedom of expressing self, right? And
yes.
We'll discuss it today. And then the freedom from fear, that is our defense against foreign invasions. And people may say, it may be exaggerating a little bit, but our country is being invaded by the invisible enemy, like President Trump has said. All of this are not like pro-choice or pro-life, not like, you know, heart attacks or this are.
No, this is a sovereign. This becomes a sovereignty issue. And when you're talking sovereignty and you're talking freedom of speech and expression, you're looking at a world change because we would no longer be that last bastion of freedom. We would have forfeited and joined the ranks of the other guys with all their censorship and stuff. We have to take a really quick break here right at the beginning. We will come back with our guests, Arlene Freeman and Dr. Shizong Chen. You are listening to We the People, and you can join us online, wethepeopleradio.us. We the People Radio is now on television in the Reading area, KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along.
I like that song. It seems so cheerful. And then we talk about kind of the bad news for the rest of the time, but start off on a cheerful note. Okay, so Dr. Chen, keep going with that idea, though, from your perspective.
Right. So, it's interesting that Americans probably do not know that this election probably has the highest interest from ethnic Chinese in Hong Kong, in Taiwan, and in the United States.
They're all watching.
And the support to President Trump among Hong Kong Chinese, Taiwan Chinese, is much higher than in the United States.
Well, I heard that Joe Biden is polling very, very high in all the provinces in China right now.
Oh yeah, of course. So this is the issue. This is exactly the issue, I talk about, you know, this country is under the greatest threat, right, since the Civil War. And where does that threat come from? It actually come from China.
Not and Russia? Then,
yeah. You mean, I think you meant Russia, Russia, Russia.
Oh, that's right, Russia, Russia, Russia.
Right, so, but the terrible thing is that Americans are not told about that. And we have been speaking about this, American, and not given this information for the past 2 years, right? So, and I'm glad your program gave us a voice on that. Now, let me just start out by saying that the proof that this election is so important are the following. Number one, Joe Biden's blatant lies, but technical denial. By technical denial, I mean he never dared to deny those emails are not real, but he claimed it's Russia-based information. Right? So he dared not to directly deny the technical denial. And then the massive distortion by the mainstream media on this issue. And then, along with the Biden gate, there's a information disclosure of massive tentacle of the CCP trying to reach out to national level politicians in the United States. So Hunter Biden has a name list.
Mm-hmm.
Of the Democrat leaders that the CCP, would reach out to, And then there's also a massive bias from this high-tech company, to shut down any information flow in there. So this tells me that if Joe Biden is elected, there's no chance he'll be elected, but he will be elected, right? He and the whole machinery I just mentioned above will turn back every measure President Trump has made in the past 4 years, particularly those related to China.
Oh, I agree. The Chinese have a huge investment in Joe Biden right now.
Literally.
And,
yeah.
I mean, they are pulling out all the stops to get him elected. So, yeah, you know, what else is going on besides, you know, what we're hearing about the corruption and whatnot? What other kinds of election shenanigans are going to be going on? Because they have a lot to gain from this.
They also have a lot to lose because mm-hmm. they've managed to suppress a lot of it in the mainstream media. But if they're not the party in power, yeah, no, nobody knows if that'll all stay quiet.
Right. So when was the last time or ever, the U.S. has ever come so closely control by another country? And this is only tip of the iceberg, right? So I want to turn the mic to Armin because she did a lot of collection of research on Biden's information. But beyond Biden, there's Clinton, there's Obama, there are, other top leaders of this country. So but let's listen to to Arlene, what she has to contribute. Arlene?
I'm here, and I have quite a bit to contribute, and it's shocking to me. I don't know how other people will react, but I'm shocked. So let me first point out the media bias.
Yes.
Everyone knows there was a laptop that Hunter Biden left off, and was found and information given to the New York Post. I'm not going to start there, but I'm going to start on the media bias. So the first thing to point out is that ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, MSNBC buried this Hunter Biden scandal. That is, in 92 hours of news, altogether they had 9 minutes and 47 seconds about this scandal.
Wow.
They don't want it known. Then there's a fellow who was involved. His name is Tony Bobulinski. And if you search for his name, for example, on CNN, you get zero results.
Wow.
And the new,
wow.
Yeah.
That must be an oversight.
Yeah, right.
The Communist News Network in full force.
The New York Post published this article about the Biden family, how the Biden family got rich through its connections. It was squashed. And we all know that, so I don't need to go into it. So I'm going to start with an article in the National Review that came out on October 31st. That's yesterday. So the title is A Collusion Tale, China and the Bidens. And I think it's really good that some of our media are publishing this information rather than squashing it. Bravo for the National Review. Our listeners can read the article themselves, but I'll mention a few statements from it because it's really important and very interesting. The media of the Democratic complex is warning us on the basis of this, from that article, on the basis of no evidence, that if you don't close your eyes to the explosive revelations from Hunter Biden's computers, you will be abetting a Russian intelligence operation. And yet it's become increasingly obvious that this is because if you do open your eyes to this scandal, you may find out that the Bidens have been selling themselves to an actual Chinese intelligence operation. That statement itself is shocking. So to go into it a little more, corrupt Chinese businessmen who the Bidens have been colluding with not only have had a record of buying political influence, and they're not only known to have high level of ties with the Chinese Communist Party and the regime, but they're also clandestine agents of China. So there's an organization called CEFC, which posed as a private company, and the National Review article says about this company, make no mistake, though CEFC was China, Hunter Biden, make no mistake though, CEFC was China. So Hunter Biden, in the overstatement that appears to be a family characteristic, according to the National Review, has referred to their contact Yi as not only my partner, but as the richest man in the world. But actually, CEFC was a camouflage for the spread of China's tentacles.
Well, that's something that the mainstream is touching on, but they're staying completely away from that.
Well, and it always ends with, and it's all fake, so don't bother looking any further.
Yeah, that's yeah.
But
really,
you know, the part that's kind of funny about that is, I think the more they tell people that, the more people are curious, and the more they hear that they're lying. I just will never be able to prove how many people are curious enough to go find
actually
out.
Do some homework.
We have to take a really quick break, but when we come back, I would like to know from you guys how much of the downplay in the mainstream media, how much you think that's actually working overall. So, kind of curious what you guys see from your international angle. So, you're listening to We the People. You can find everything about the show at wethepeopleradio.us.
Remember who we are. There's a call across this land. Remember who we are.
Remember who we are.
We were.
Started long ago. Now we have
That's the ticket.
Yep. We'll remember on November 2nd.
Darn well better. All right, Arlene, sorry we interrupted you. You're on a roll.
Oh, you were asking what's happened as a result of this, and I know that some people have wanted to change their vote because of this scandal, but I'll continue where I left off.
Sure.
Unless you want to say something,
nope.
Shizhong?
Well, short comment. When the impact, the influence is huge, but only when it comes to the presidential election, because President Trump has done so much that the damage wasn't enough overcome. That speaks to President Trump's achievement, right? So there we may be fooled by that, but when it comes to other elections, like the Senate election, the House election,
mm-hmm.
the impact is huge. So I just want to make this short comment.
I agree.
So I'll continue for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Our government got a FISA surveillance warrant to so they'd know what was happening with these people. And they arrested one of the heavyweights. His name is Chieping Patrick Ho. And after they arrested him, who did he call? He called Joe Biden's brother Jim. And he offered astronomical returns for his political influence to save the day. Hunter Biden got involved in the emails that appeared on his computer, which we'll get to later. Ultimately, the New York Post set forth a remuneration package for the Bidens for helping out.
Wow.
And this is where another party who was involved came in with influence, Anthony Babalinsky. And you probably read about him also. So he was asked to structure the partnership between CEFC and the Bidens, and many millions of dollars were funneled to the Bidens. So I suggest reading the National Review article that came out yesterday to get more details about the Bidens' culpability. So the next question is, how did the New York Post get involved? Because they wrote an article about it. So just by explanation, Joe Biden has to report the money he gets to the government. Of course, he couldn't report those millions of dollars. So he made an arrangement with his children or his relatives that they get the money. And in Joe Biden's case, he made an arrangement with his son, Hunter Biden, that Hunter would receive money, and then Hunter would give a percentage to his dad. And so the Biden campaign was able to say that it had released all of the former vice president's tax documents and returns, and none of them reflected any problem at all. Of course not.
Magic.
Did you know if that cash payment from that company showed up in his returns?
Didn't show up in his return, according to the this article from the National Review.
Hmm.
It couldn't. How could it?
Yeah, right.
You couldn't let that happen.
So what do you think? He's got in the shoebox under his bed? I mean, it had to go somewhere. Oh, Hunter still has it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
So the emails that were uncovered on Hunter's laptop state that Joe Biden's share of anything would be held by Hunter, his son.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing would ever show up on Joe Biden's tax returns. So how did we find out about this? You know, Hunter Biden has a long history of drinking too much alcohol and using crack cocaine, and he's been in and out of rehabilitation facilities. So So according to the owner of a Delaware computer repair shop, it's called the Mac Shop, in April of 2019, Hunter dropped his MacBook Pro laptop at the shop. We don't know what condition he was in at the time, but he never came back to pick it up.
Brilliant.
We can guess what kind of condition he was in.
He's the smartest human being, according to Joe Biden.
Yeah, he's the guy I'd want holding my money.
When he's sober, which is never.
Yeah,
I'm sure the Greek isn't taking any odds on that one. Hunter, epic fail.
The state of Delaware has an abandonment clause, and if something is left for a long period of time, it's considered abandoned. So this guy at the Mac shop then got title to Hunter Biden's laptop. He tried to reach Hunter Biden, and he reported to the authorities, and then he brilliantly, I think, also made a copy of the contents of the data on the laptop. And so he gave the contents to former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, and Giuliani's the one who provided the New York Post with the information with the laptop. So Giuliani said, "We authenticated the Biden materials, the U.S. aims, and the Chinese influence." So then the U.S. District Court for the District of Delaware came up with a subpoena dated December 9th, 2019, for the Apple MacBook Pro and the external hard drive. Then, coincidentally, on December 18th, that was 9 days later, and without the FBI releasing the laptop information, the Democratic Party initiated impeachment proceedings against the President of the United States, mm-hmm. and they never gave the President or the White House the laptop information. The FBI never gave the laptop information to the White House.
Why do you think the FBI, who is, you know, the premier law enforcement agency in the country,
as we've been told multiple times,
as we've been told, and the rank and file are, you know, they're all great people, why have they not done anything since December with this information? And do you think they ever would have had it not been released to the public?
I can answer the second question. If you would have, you would have already. So they hide it for so long, you know. Mm-hmm. If this didn't force them to do it, they will continue to hide it.
You can't say that they never did anything with it. They gave it to the Democrats.
Well, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. The second most powerful law enforcement agency in the country.
It's a major investigative body. You've got Adam Schiff at the helm. Come on. How could you go wrong there?
Yeah continue, Arlene.
Yeah, sorry, Arlene.
Okay. According to the National Review article, Hunter Biden had entered into a consulting contract with China's largest private energy company that initially earned him $10 million a year from China. I'll repeat that figure. $10 million a year.
That's nothing.
Nothing, yeah, right. It's just for introductions.
Yeah.
No. I mean it. That's nothing, because this is what has so far exposed. There are another $150 million. There's another deal. There's a $450 million. I mean, this is a small number that we know so far.
Wow.
Oh, you mean,
so
yeah,
that's
as far as...
That's nothing.
Right.
Go ahead.
Okay. So, according to the leaked emails, in an email chain from August 2nd, 2017, Biden discussed the deal with former chairman of CEFC China Energy, Yi Jianming. Sorry, Shizhong, if I'm not pronouncing that correctly.
Yi Jianming. Go ahead.
That,
Yi Jianming.
The deal was that Ye would agree to change the terms of Biden's 3-year consulting contract with CEFC, which had initially promised $10 million a year for introductions alone, to something more lucrative. This I have in my notes here $10 million annually by Chinese energy firm for introductions alone. Shizhong, do you know any more than that?
Do you all know where this contract was signed? The location? Where this contract, agreement was signed?
No.
Why don't you go ahead with that? I don't have that in my notes.
Hey, you guys, how about...
That's signed in the United States Embassy in China in Baucus, the ambassador at that time, in his office.
Interesting.
These people have turned our United States national, resources into their private playground. Damn it.
Because it's all about them, right?
Yeah. When Baucus, he was a senator, right? When Baucus was appointed to be China, ambassador to China, I knew that was 20 years ago. Yeah. I knew it was bad news. And I just didn't know this. This only exposed just a few days ago. That's where it's signed.
Oh, bizarre. Okay. Hold that.
Sorry, we have to unceremoniously interrupt one more time. We will be right back. Our guests are Dr. Shizhong Chen and Arlene Freeman. You're listening to We the People, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
Really hasn't changed. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything.
We the People Radio is now on television in the Reading area. KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network.
Too many lies they spin across the ocean. Too much money they spin upon the moon. Well, until they make it right, I hope they never sleep at night. They better make some changes and do it soon.
Oh, I think there's changes coming. I hope.
Better hope they're not the bad kind.
Yeah.
It's good change, bad change. All right, sorry. Back to you, Arlene.
Oh, sorry.
You got about, we've got, just so we don't keep, sneaking up on you, we've got about 9 minutes until until the news hammers us.
Yeah, this guy, Ye, and the company he represented have disappeared. He's been missing since 2018.
Did you know Hillary?
The authorities arrested him, so we can't interview anybody about this.
So they arrested him. He skipped out.
He's gone. Yeah. Well, I don't know. When people disappear, we don't know where they go.
Right.
Any tie to the Clintons?
Yeah, this is has something to do with the CCP's inner power struggle. Mm. So, if Joe Biden or the Joe Biden-like people gets elected, not only the United States would be subjected to CCP control. In fact, it would be affected by the CCP's inner power struggle. Right. That's the terrible thing. But we got to know this. I want to tell you. I say, this is the tip of iceberg. In Chinese, there's a saying, you can exhaust. In ancient China, people make records. carve onto bamboo, right? So there's a saying in China, you can exhaust the world's all bamboos. It wasn't enough to write this out. So the Biden's
I like that.
Scandal is just too much, you know, to cover right now. So
not enough bamboo in the world.
Right. But I want to remind you, Joe Biden was caught only because he has this smartest son in the world. And if not for this smartest son in the world, we would not know about it.
Yeah.
Right? So let me give you a few examples. This is tip of iceberg of the things that we know just a little bit about. Okay, so Joe Biden is not the only one. He's the luckiest one to have the smartest son. And the other ones, okay, let me give you an example. Back in 1985, John Huang, a Chinese, right? And another Chinese, Mocha, this is the Indonesian name, Riady, R-I-A-D-Y, wealthy Chinese, right, met Bill Clinton in Hong Kong. And Don later would become Clinton's deputy assistant secretary of the Department of Commerce. Right? And then later he would become the number one fundraiser for the Democratic Party. Right? And the Lippo Group, who the second gentleman is the chairman board is, hired Hillary Clinton at that time. Back in 1985, Bill Clinton was just a governor of Arkansas, a small state, right? But this is the largest firm in Indonesia, hired Hillary as a legal consultant. Why? Right. It turned out the investment worked, right? It later was discovered that both the two names I just mentioned, both Chinese, they were Chinese spies. Right? And under Zhang Huang, when he was the Deputy Assistant Secretary of the Department of Commerce, he passed on to China over 500 CIA documents. And Bill Clinton and the Clinton Foundation have received no less than several hundred million from various Chinese entities in the name of Chinese American donation, and there are all funnels. They funneled through these Chinese-American organizations. Last week, there is a publication of 600 Chinese, the Chinese government's United Front organization in the United States. Okay, 600. Okay. I think it's far more than that, but that's what they find out. Okay, what they did this research, 600. Okay. And those are all potential funnels that the Chinese government can pass money on to our, you know, important national politicians. I wouldn't call them national leader, but politicians, right? But Bill Clinton the Clinton Foundation is on receiving it, right? So again, because Clinton didn't have a smartest son, we didn't find out about those, right? And then on to Obama, right?
Mm.
He had a close relationship, well, not just him, but he certainly is one of them, that had close relations with Bill Clinton as well, with the China Poly Group. China Poly Group is the largest weapon exporting, production and weapons producing company in China. That's the military. Right. So think about how deep it has infiltration. The military has come into our country. And then another example is under Obama. The United States gave $3.7 million to Wuhan Institute of Virology. Now, people may not realize the importance of that. Mm-hmm. That institute is primarily associated with the COVID-19 leakage. And after Obama, after his second term, after his presidency, he gave many, many speaking tours, speaking engagement in China. Each one of them, would net him $400,000.
Yeah, that sounds about the going rate
for a quick
talk.
Okay. I hate to do this to us, but we have a news break that we can't fudge the time on, but we have another hour. So we're going to have Dr. Shizong Chen and Arlene Freeman with us for the second hour. And you are listening to We the People. You can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
And this country, it belongs to folks like me and you. So let the voice of freedom sing out through this land. This is our country. From the East Coast to the West Coast, down the Dixie Highway.
We the People Radio is now on television in the Reading area. KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network.